Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm going to share with you three ways that I'm making money with cryptocurrency. Most of you that follow me know my position on crypto, which is that I'm bullish on it long-term. I love it as a long-term investment. I believe, as many others do as well, that it's probably the biggest thing since the invention of the internet. There's a lot of potential, there's a lot of upside with it. But at the same time, I also understand the risk and the volatility of it. There's a lot of uncertainties with it. Even though it's gotten so much mainstream attention, institutional investors have gotten on board with it. A country like El Salvador has made it a legal currency for Bitcoin. There's still so much room for growth with cryptocurrency. Obviously, you probably wish you got involved years ago, but we're still in an early adoption phase. And even though there is some risk, I always follow the cardinal rule that I don't invest more than what I can afford to lose. Okay, but there is a risk. However, I believe that the upside and the rewards of it is worth that risk. With that being said, I'm overall conservative with my investment portfolio, but I have a small percent of my portfolio that's dedicated for high risk, high reward investments. And I definitely believe that cryptocurrency would fit within that. But everyone has their own threshold and tolerance for risk. You got to know what yours is. I believe it's at a stage now that it's worth getting exposure to. I don't care who you are, put a small amount of money, whatever is reasonable for you, I do think can be worthwhile and worth the long-term rewards of it. I've been making money with crypto for a few years now, and primarily as, you know, buying and holding long-term, but I have been exposed to a few other ways that I've been making money with cryptocurrency, and I want to share that with you guys here today. The first way is the most common way. You probably already know it. It's what most people do. But the third strategy, what I'm going to share with you guys, is something that I'm new to. I just learned about it. I've been blown away by it. I'm going to show you how I made over $900 just in 3 days doing this, and I'm blown away by it. So make sure you guys stick around to the end of this video to learn what that third method is. Now, the first way I've been making money with crypto is through buying and holding. That's the most common way that people make money with it. Buy a certain amount of Bitcoin or Ethereum. You know, there's some other altcoins that I hold as well, such as Bitcoin Cash, and such as Cardano and Solano and XRP and Dogecoin. And there's a few other altcoins. I try to primarily stick within the top 100 market cap.
But there's a few altcoins out there that I put a certain amount of money in that it's just kind of, I don't know what's going to happen with them. They're not as mature as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but I'm willing to put a certain amount just to kind of see what happens with them long term. But I primarily buy and hold Bitcoin and Ethereum. And there's a few ways that I buy and hold my Bitcoin and my Ethereum as well as the other altcoins. If you're brand new, the first thing you're going to need is an exchange. The most common one is Coinbase. So I use Coinbase, Kraken, Binance, KuCoin. There's many other exchanges out there you can look into. But Coinbase would be the most popular one, probably the most user-friendly for beginners that I can recommend for you guys. I'll throw a few links in the description for you guys on YouTube if you guys want to learn more about some of the resources that I'm going to share. That's the primary way of how I buy it. And how I hold it is in a few different ways. Sometimes I just hold it in my exchange. Another time is holding it on a hard wallet, like a Trezor hard wallet, which can be a little bit more secure. And the other way that I've been buying and holding is actually through ETFs, exchange traded funds. And so on the Toronto Stock Exchange, there's some ETFs that you can buy in your stock brokerage account. There's one for Bitcoin and there's one for Ethereum. Unfortunately, there's not any available yet on the US exchanges. But nonetheless, if you have a stock brokerage account and you can trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange, then you can definitely buy these if you'd like as well. And so the tickers for those is the first one is the Purpose Bitcoin ETF. The ticker for that is BTCC.U. Okay, that's in US currency. They also have one that's in Canadian currency as well. And the Ethereum one is ETHX.B. Okay, and that's the CI Galaxy Ethereum ETF. I'll put some links below for you guys there as well. The reason why I like to also hold my cryptocurrency in it, my stock brokerage account, is just for a little bit more security. You know, one thing that can be common and is a risk with holding cryptocurrency is that there can be a lot of theft that's going on. In fact, there's a lot of theft and, you know, there's sometimes, you know, finding exchanges that are really secure. And of course you want to use two-factor authentication and just be really secure with it. But because crypto is autonomous and it's not regulated, there is levels of theft and things like that that does occur with it. And so as you get a bigger portfolio, you're going to want to not put all your money in one exchange. You want to have it spread out and protected in, you know, maybe different exchanges, maybe some in your stock brokerage account, on a hard wallet. And, you know, especially if you're going to be holding long term. So that's the first way that I've been making money, buy and hold long term. Whenever it drops, there's a correction or there's even a crash, I look at that as an opportunity to buy more at a discount. And when you have the long-term mentality, you're okay with that. If you're in it for the short term, then you're going to panic and freak out if it, you know, with the volatility of it going up and down. I think there's going to be many cases and occurrences in the future where it will crash and it will go down. And you got to be prepared for that mentally and emotionally. And that's why I always come back to not investing more than what you can afford to lose. Okay, so that's the first way. The second way and a way of holding my money is through an account and a platform called Nexo, N-E-X-O. Now, I'm going to just turn to my computer here and show you guys this. There's other platforms that are like this as well, but Nexo is basically kind of like an exchange where you can hold your cryptocurrency but get an interest on that crypto. And so it says here earn up to 12% annual interest paid out daily. The base is about 4%. And they primarily will give you interest on your main, more stable coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a few others. Not all the altcoins that you can get interest rate on. But you'll get about 4% on the base. And then there's ways that you can get up to 12%. You can also, so for example, the way you can get more is they have their own coin called Nexo. And if you hold some of that, you can become a platinum and you can get, you know, 8%. I think up to 8% interest rate on your cryptocurrency. But nonetheless, 4% is still great. Most people just have their cryptocurrency sitting in their exchange. It's not making money for them except for when it appreciates. But by having it in a Nexo account, you can at least get some interest paid out to you on that money. And you can get a better interest rate than you would just by having your fiat currency in your bank account in a savings account because interest rates are so low with that. In fact, you can actually put your fiat currency inside a Nexo account and get interest on it, much higher interest rate than you would with probably your bank, the savings account. And you can also get a really high interest rate on stable coins like USDT, which is basically just a coin that matches the US dollars. So this is another way I've been making some money. It's not significant amounts, but nonetheless, at least 4%, especially when you're holding it long-term, can add up and can be worthwhile. Okay, so that's the second way. Now,
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The third way that I've been making money, and I've got to show you this here on my screen because it might seem a little bit complex, but it's actually quite simple. The third way has been making money using bots. Using bots to do trades for me with cryptocurrency. So what you're looking at right now is a Bitsgap account. Bitsgap is a platform that connects with your exchange. So in this case, I've got this connected to my KuCoin account, which is an exchange. And if you come down here, essentially what this is known as is grid trading. And so it's looking at the chart, and this is on a 1 hour candle right now, and this is on a bot that I've got set up. But essentially what's happening here is I set up a bot that is based on certain parameters that when this certain coin that I have here, which is XPR, XPR and USDT, so that's a coin pairing. Essentially what will happen is when XPR drops a little bit, it will buy. And then when it goes back up a certain amount, it will sell. And then when it goes back down, it will buy. And it goes back up, it will sell. Goes down, buys, sells. And as the volatility occurs in crypto, which is basically what you're making money off of when you're doing this, you're making money off the volatility of it. As it's more volatile, the more trades occur and the more money that I make. So let me try to explain this to you here just by showing you these bot pairs that I've got set up. So these are five different bots that I set up. These ones were set up 3 days ago. Okay, this one is 8 days ago. But let's take this one for example. This one here, I put in about $4,000 of it. It's gone up by 13%. And so with any coin, you're making money, of course, on the appreciation of it, or as it depreciates, you're going to lose money, but you really only make or lose money when you sell. And so I'm not as concerned about this percentage right here. It's more the profit that I'm making from these trades that are occurring. So for example, this one right here has made me 14.45% just in the last 3 days. So $546. It's made 3,853 transactions, trades in those 3 days. So again, all of these were all these little micro trades that occurred where it dropped a little bit, bought, went up a little bit, sold. And sometimes, you know, the transaction is just making 25 cents, 50 cents, a dollar. But because it's doing so many of these transactions on autopilot, I've made, you know, 14%, $546 from that. So it's pretty cool. It's a way of making passive income. The way I kind of think about it is I'm holding these coins here, like Solana, Cardano, Trias, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. These are kind of like owning real estate properties, okay? Real estate will go up and down, but you really only make your money or lose money when you sell that property. But I don't care as much about that because, you know, the real estate market can go up and down, you know, so much in a week, in a month. But if you're holding it long-term, you're not too worried about that. So even if it goes down, as for example, Ethereum and Bitcoin has since I originally set up this bot, it's still bringing in income, just like if you have a real estate property that you're renting out to tenants, the tenants are still paying the rent. You're still got cash flow coming in from those properties, regardless of if the property, the value of it is down. And so that's essentially how I look at this, is I'm making passive income from all of these bots that I've got set up. And this one has obviously performed the best for me, but this one's made almost 5%. This one almost 2%. This one over, you know, over 2%. This one about 2%. And that's just in a matter of days. And so I'm pretty excited about this. It's still a little bit premature for me to share so much with this. I originally got exposed to this by a few friends of mine in the marketing world that shared this with me. And well, they tried to share it with me, but I was very hesitant, very skeptical with it. I said, I'm not a trader. I'm an investor. I hold long-term. I don't have the time to trade. But they kept bringing this to me and said, you don't have to trade. The bots do the trading for you. Once you set it up, which each of these bots took me about 5 or 10 minutes to set up, you just leave it. And it continues to bring in passive income for you. And I did this with a small sample size of, you know, $16,000 is what I originally put in. But now as this continues for me, and as I've been exposed to this, I'm going to be putting in over $100,000 into this. And so I've been excited about it. You guys can look into Bitsgap, grid trading, bots. The person I learned this from, he made me sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, because he kind of has a sweet spot method for this that he doesn't want people to share. If you guys are interested, I can, you know, maybe see if I can put you in contact with him. And if you're, you know, he does some coaching on this, and he's got a program that goes more involved in this as well. So maybe I'll put a link below for you guys for that if you're interested. Or if you go to, I'll set this up later when I release this video, this link. I'm just making up this link right now. I wasn't going to share it, but projectlifemaster.com/theplan. I'll set up that link when I release this video publicly. And if you guys head on over there, I'll put up a page where you can put in your information if you're interested in learning more about this. But those are the three ways that I've been making money with crypto. And, you know, I've made a lot of money with crypto, not as much as other people. I actually know people have made millions of dollars with cryptocurrency. It's pretty mind-boggling. They put a lot of money in early with it. And there's obviously some people that are way more into this world than I am. But, you know, it goes to show you don't need to know everything to make money from something and take advantage of it, because I understand how this world can be very intimidating to a lot of people. And, you know, even for me, honestly, like, I've been to some crypto events and I've met and know some people that are really heavily involved in this space. Sometimes I have no idea what they're talking about. You know, they're just kind of into this world on a way higher level than I am. But nonetheless, I think that it is worthwhile learning about, because we're at a special time in history right now. Just as we were with the internet and still are with the internet, we're at a time where we're very lucky to be alive, because the world's changed so much, technology is changing so fast that it provides a lot of opportunity, and there's a lot of disruption that is happening in the financial sector, especially with cryptocurrency, that if you are willing to take on some risk and become a little bit educated on it, I think it can really truly pay off for you long term. So those are the ways that I'm making money. If you guys are interested, by the way, in learning more about how I'm making money with this, and maybe I'll bring on my coach at some point on YouTube or on my podcast to share more with you guys. If you guys are interested, leave a comment below. Let me know. Just say, I'm interested in learning more about, you know, grid trading, or, you know, trading with bots. That's really the only way I know whether you guys want more of that from me or not, is by you guys commenting and letting me know that. So thought I'd share with you guys the three ways. Get started with something like Coinbase. If you're a beginner, you can set up a Nexo account, you know, hold some of your crypto there so you can get some interest on it. That would be the easiest and the best way to get started for most people that are watching this right now. Thank you guys so much. If you enjoyed it, give it a thumbs up, subscribe for more, and I look forward to seeing you guys in the next video. God bless you and take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.